Thank you for calling customer support. You reached the supervisor you requested, and how may I assist you?
Okay. What's your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tia, T-I-A.
Tia. And what company are you with?
Yes, ma'am. We're customer support for multiple companies.
I need the company that this bogus bull crap. The product doesn't even work.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. The phone is...
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. What company billed me on my account?
Yes, ma'am. I'm bringing that up right now. And I am speaking with Ms. Phillips. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bringing up
the account. I need the name of the company and the address.
Okay. Pulling up. Okay, ma'am. Would you please provide me with your zip code?
32828.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. Normally, the count is up in seconds, but I'm just having some issues right now, so I apologize. Then we can definitely
Well, I need
that
information from you. I'm going to be having my lawyer contact your office because I canceled the order. I've gotten that the product didn't work for me.
Okay.
And she said that I was going to get billed for it anyway. That's not even good practice. I will blast you guys all over Facebook and Twitter and I want it removed from my bank, the charges, and I want it done immediately.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I definitely understand your frustration. Hey, I'm definitely here to assist you as soon as I can get the account pulled up. I apologize if your experience, hasn't been, pleasant, like it sounds, and if the, products didn't work, as you were expecting them to. Working on getting that info pulled up so then I can see exactly what is, going on. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize for this. Do you mind if I just place you on a brief hold so I can see what is going on?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment. Okay, ma'am. I thank you so much for your patience. So I do want to ask, do you have the card available that was billed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you please just provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 of the card that was charged?
4482-3300, and the last 4 were 3160.
3160?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to try to put it up that way instead. I know you're tired of waiting. Okay, and just confirm, the first 6 digits were 448233, and the last 4 digits were 3160.
That's correct.
Okay, yes, it's still not showing, which is strange. Okay. I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm just working on getting your account pulled up so we can definitely assist you. I do apologize. This shouldn't take much longer. Okay, ma'am. I thank you for your patience once again, and I apologize for this holding. I do want to ask the particular name of the products you have.
There was two products. It was cleanse. They were from Nature Crave Cleanse and Nature Crave Keto. And it wasn't, the other operator said there was a 14-day free trial period, but all the things showed that on my end was that I just paid the postage to try it out.
Okay.
Neither one of those products work very well for me.
Okay, well, I apologize, ma'am. I know that, you know, at this time it may not make a difference, but they are all natural. So sometimes...
Well, I went to my local store and got all natural things that they put together there, and it worked so much better.
Okay, so yes, I know everybody's body is different, of course. They work for me personally when I, you know, took the keto and the cleanse, but I know, hey, sometimes some people it takes a longer reaction time. I know you haven't had it that long from what I'm hearing you say.
No, I haven't had it long enough to try it because it took a long time to get here. I was trying to actually call you guys beforehand and go, where's the order? Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, wow, there's no confirmation here. I was suspecting that it was a bogus company from the get-go, and I was just, you know, waiting to see what was going to happen before I continued to make the phone calls, and I already contacted my bank and my lawyer, so I was that charge up there, so, you know, you do the right thing, or we'll proceed. I just need to get your name of the company and the address.
Right, I understand that, ma'am. And like I said, as soon as I get the account pulled up, I can definitely assist. I'm just working on that right now. Thank you so much for your patience, ma'am. So I was finally able to get the account pulled up, had to get someone to look into this for me. And yes, of course, I do see the trial charges, and I'm sure the agent went over with you. It being a 14-day trial, of course, that starts from the date the order is placed. Now, that does make the charges valid, and I know you've already had to wait on me so long, so I don't want to bog you down with the terms that you're already aware of, and I know about your concerns as well. We do have to be fair across the board. Because, like I said, it is expected once you agree to those terms that you understand them and you know what you're signing up for. Since you do make
well,
that agreement.
Well, I didn't. All I know is that I paid for the postage and that I would get the product to try it free. That's the only thing that it said that I signed up for. So you can do the phone was acting super strange when I was ordering it. And it was kept coming in and out, so it made it difficult to go to all the places that I needed to go to. But there was no mention of it in the final thing where you go ahead and have the authorization for the postage to be paid. There was no confirmation of that or anything. So, like I said before, if you guys want to proceed with that story you're coming up with, then I will. I just need the address and the name of the company because we will pursue this in court.
Right, I understand, ma'am, and you stated that, and I do hear you. I just wanted you to understand our end and why you were billed, of course, and what makes the charges valid, because I understand you may have overlooked.
I don't care
that.
If you're saying they're valid or not. They're not valid to me. You didn't even get it to me a reasonable time to be able to try the product before I could agree that it was okay. I just got this like 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, we do show when it was delivered, ma'am, on our screen.
How can you show when it was delivered when I didn't pull out my box until 2 days ago? So
well,
how can
show
you
when
show
it was
that?
Delivered. We have the tracking number because we have that information, ma'am.
Okay. Well,
however,
it comes to a box. It doesn't come to me.
I understand.
I expected it to come to me. So you can say you have a tracking number. I don't care. I'm going to take this to a lawyer. That's as simple as that.
Okay, ma'am. Like I said, I just want to clarify a few things, but what we can do as a customer courtesy is offer a 50% credit of the charge.
No. I do not want them, those products. I want it canceled completely.
Okay.
And that's what I want.
Right.
There's no exceptions here. There's no exceptions here.
Right. Well, the exception is us offering you that refund amount, ma'am, because like I said, normally they have to remain. But what we could do, because we understand, hey, regardless whether you understood what you were signing up for or not, that is a lot of money.
Okay. First, before we proceed any further, I want the name of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Nature's Crave Keto.
And what about the cleanse?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same thing. Nature's Crave Cleanse.
Okay. And the address, please.
Right. Well, we're unable to give out that information.
No, sir. No. It's required by law. You need to give that information.
No, ma'am. We're unable to give out that information. I do
what
apologize.
What city and state are you in?
Yes.
What city and state are you in?
Right. We're in Orlando, Florida.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're registered with the with a licensing. You got a license for this business?
Right. Well, we're customer support for multiple different companies, ma'am, because we're
I
like a third party.
I don't care what your story is. I asked you if you were licensed.
Of course, yes, ma'am. We have every credential that we need. We're a third party, so we operate customer service for multiple different companies. So we work for more than just Nature's Crave. Of course, we have different products that we offer. Operate customer service for.
Like this. So you're going to offer me a 50%. And when would you say that this was going to come off of the account?
Yes, ma'am. We can have it credited within 3 to 5 business days. And, of course, the account has been canceled, so you will not be billed any further.
Yeah. do what you gotta do, and I'll do what I gotta do, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Well, are you not satisfied with the 50% credit that we're offering you as a courtesy?
I'm not satisfied with anything you're offering me except a full refund. So you do what you gotta do, and I'll do what I have to do.
Okay, Ms. Phillips. Well, like I said, ma'am, what we can do is, you know, as a one-time customer exception, and since I am the supervisor on the floor, if you're not completely satisfied, I would be willing to offer a full refund of the $89.97, which we could credit in 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, and that's simply as a courtesy, because like I said, the charges are valid, but due to your misunderstanding of the terms that you agreed upon, we can have that credited for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I will look forward to talking to you again. If it's not off in 3 to 5 days, okay?
All right. Thanks for calling customer support, and you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.